"My seeds," he says over at the chair. I laid them on in their towel. I see Jolly out of the corner of my eye, changing her mind about lying. "New seeds for your lemon pot," she tells him. "These ones are gonna grow," she promises. Like now Jolly runs nature and decides which things will live and which will die. Mr. Jeremy takes his new seeds and he gets a chair and he climbs up to the pot and he puts his fist of seeds over the dirt and a brief light comes around him from the window and he looks just like those picture books where Mom wears an apron, Dad comes home from work, cookies are always coming out of the oven, and everybody has those no problem looks on their faces. The worst that could happen, the cat might tip over the water dish. For just a second, Jeremy looks like that. I'm surprised, and I take a picture of him in my mind for later. Then everything goes back to the way it was. You can smell Jilly's throw-up. There's sticky stuff on the floor. The dishes are dirty because they ran out of soap. Flies are buzzing around Jilly's cup. And I go get Jeremy some water for his lemon tree.
I've noticed that the lemon tree is really important to LaVon, Jeremy, and Jolly. I think that the author is using it as a symbol, and I think it could be a symbol for Jolly. It doesn't seem like the lemon tree will ever grow, and it doesn't seem likely that Jolly will grow either. LaVon is doing what she can to make the lemon tree grow. She's planted the seeds and watered them, but we really don't know if she will be successful. LaVon is also trying her best to help Jolly grow, but I'm really not sure if she can. Let's start chapter 37. It starts on page 97.